So 2 days ago, the Chancellor Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt, he published the autumn budget statement. It was delayed by around 3 weeks. Remember, there was one due to be late October. Obviously, Kwasa Kwarteng was pressured to resign. And just a week later, Liz Truss herself stood down as Prime Minister. But she brought in Jeremy Hunt to replace Kwasa Kwarteng. So the new Chancellor Exchequer, he performed a volte-face on most of Kwasa Kwarteng and Liz Truss's economic programme. So it's been much more conventional. But they postponed the autumn budget statement till the middle of November. Well, that's just passed, to have time to really work on it. And he's really striven to calm the markets. So far, so successful. By speaking to the suits in the city, doing things that won't spook anybody. The trouble is, not really going to elate anyone either. But it is a difficult economic situation. People say that something like 30 billion was lost during that roughly 1 month of Liz Truss's tax cutting program. So about £1 billion a day. Now, bear in mind that the United Kingdom government spends about 1.1 billion pounds per annum. That might not seem to be too much, like under 3%, but you know, you'll still feel that. Anyway, there's an Office for Budget Responsibility, and it's calculated that household income is going to fall by 7% over the next 18 months, by rather less after that, recover sometime in 2024, ideally. So there've been tax rises, and this was widely trailed, widely leaked, really to test out on public opinion. There we go. And so a combination of tax rises and spending cuts, not swinging spending cuts, as some people say. So the Conservative and Unionist Party often prided itself on being the party of low tax. Remember Ken Clark, just after the 1997 election, saying that the Conservative Party shouldn't necessarily be the party of low tax. At the time, I thought it was political heresy. Why else would one be a Conservative, if you're going to attack Labour from the left on fiscal policy? The Chancellor Exchequer is Rachel Reeves, and she's savaged the Conservative budget, saying it's causing economic carnage, and that yes, taxes had to rise, but there were fairer ways to do this. So if the Conservative Party doesn't believe in low taxation, what does it believe in? However, it might still be lower than Labour. Labour might put it up even more, because Labour's got these very expensive spending plans. So it was only 55 days after that Kwasa Kwarteng unveiled his cataclysmic budget that Jeremy Hunt revealed his. So the NHS has been ring-fenced, and so has defence. Those two have got to be protected, but most other things are going to see their spending cuts. And obviously, it's very difficult in the current economic climate with high inflation, with the war in Ukraine driving up energy prices, food prices, and so on. One of the few good pieces, it's not very much. Now, although there is very low unemployment, nevertheless, there are labour shortages in particular sectors like doctors, nurses, IT engineers, care workers, often hotel staff, cleaners, waiters, partly because, 55% of young people have gone to tertiary education rather than to the workforce, and they would do more of these jobs. But the Chancellor Exchequer has acknowledged that there are serious problems for the average family, and that these can't disappear, and we're going to have to keep to this plan for a few years. So, but many spending cuts won't take effect until 2025. So they said that tax thresholds are going to stay where they are until April 2028. Remember, it's the first Monday in April, it's the beginning of the financial year. So many people are going to pay more tax. So public spending can arise slower than originally envisaged. Nevertheless, the state pension's triple lock is going to be kept. So there's going to be a 10% rise in weekly payments. That's either inflation, incomes, or I can't remember, it was prices, whichever is highest of three, that's how much it goes up by. And partly because pensioners are a vital part of the electorate. The turnout is very high amongst older people, which is why the Conservative Party is very attentive to the wishes and needs of the elderly, not so much to people in their 20s, to undergraduates and so on. So there's an energy household price cap, and that's been prolonged for 1 year beyond the forthcoming April, but it's again giving less liberality to that than was originally anticipated. So typical bills are going to be capped at £3,000 per annum, not £2,500 as was originally stated. Now, what's typical? I don't know. Is this based on the number of people in the household, the square footage of the floor, or what? Anyway, the cost of living payments for the most vulnerable, £900 for those on benefits and £300 for pensioners. The one thing is, if you help people's energy bills too much, there's not enough incentive to turn the heating down, put a jumper on. Obviously, don't want people dying of exposure. You could have households sharing, just move in together, share bedrooms if necessary, more body heat, and reduce your energy bill. But remember, we go back over a century, the whole family's living in one bedroom. Now, I don't prefer not to go back to those days. So the 45% additional rate of income tax is now going to be paid on incomes over £125,000. You had to have an income of over £150,000 to be paying that rate before. And your personal allowance, the first, is £8,000 being tax-free. That disappears if you're at that income level. And with inflation, more people are earning, you're going to be earning more. Not because they're really, in real terms, getting richer, but just because of inflation. So more people are going to be caught by that 125k limit. So the minimum wage for people over 23 is going up from £9.50 to £10.42. Remember, you can earn money, certainly from the age of 16, that you can't be in full-time work till 18. But people, younger people, the minimum wage is rather lower. So there's a windfall tax on oil and gas firms going from 25% to 35%. And that's going to raise £55 billion from now up until 2028. There are lots of other things that could be done, a windfall tax on companies that did well out of coronavirus, not because of business now, but it just happened to be people who produced hand sanitizer or face masks or something like that. And there have been some silly things. It's really not joined up government that's in taxing electric cars, when that's precisely what needs to be encouraged to reduce energy usage, to reduce climate change. So it's not been thought through. It's rather disjunctive, some of this budget. So Hunt said that he was obliged to raise taxes, and I don't think anyone demurs. So he said there'd been mistakes and that these have been rectified in short order, and that's true. And that's a fascinating question about the Truss administration. Is she an example of the functionality or the dysfunctionality of the British system that she could be prime minister at all? But then again, when she turned out to be disastrous, she was booted out in short order by her own party in only 49 days. And that's one of the benefits of a democratic system, is people can say stop, have a right to protest. The government has to be responsive to public opinion and think about the election coming down the road. So there's a somber, almost funereal mood when he said this, but then there was some self-congratulation. He did what needed to be done. It was a distasteful, rather thankless task. So there's no triumphalism now. That's it. Have to be responsible and say safety first. But taxes at their highest for 75 years. Inflation's its highest for about 40 years. Government spending is very high. But what else was to be done? So there are some locust years ahead. And there's going to be very little growth. The UK may well be pushed into recession. Obviously, Remainers are very keen to exploit this and say it's all because of Brexit, or at least partly because of Brexit. That might be true. Anyway, thank you for watching. Goodbye.